Early June is goose banding time in the Salt Lake Valley. Around 100 volunteers joined the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources on Friday to help. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
Kayakers heard dozens of Canada geese across Liberty Park Pond just after daybreak. The birds can't fly away. The young haven't quite grown flight feathers yet. The adults are waiting to sprout new ones after molting. Catching and banding the birds is fast, around a half hour. That's because of veteran volunteers like fourth grader Rowan Eggett.
Well, it's kind of like holding a feathery football.
Rowan was born the same year as the goose roundup, a decade ago. And by this time, her eighth, she knows how to handle geese so they don't wriggle or bite.
If you hold it certain ways, like with its head under its wing, or if you hold it like it's a baby, it will not be as squirmy.
Someone inside a kind of goose corral hands Rowan a bird by its ankles. She walks it over to a man banding and collaring the birds and calling out pertinent information about each one.
Seven, local male.
Seven pooped on you.
Around four dozen geese are loaded into crates. They'll be trucked to Browns Park Wildlife Management Area near the Utah-Colorado line, where they can become wild again. Rich Hansen started the roundup for the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. He says geese can become a nuisance here in urban Utah.
They poop all over the place, all over the sidewalks, all over the grass. Some of that poop contains diseases that are a health hazard.
The banding also helps biologists and sportsmen track the birds and learn about the species. But Hansen says it's not just good for the geese.
I think it's valuable this day and age where kids are stuck in a house playing video games, watching TV, and not getting outdoors as much as we would like.
The birds caught Friday will join more than 11,000 birds that have been relocated through the program since 2006. Judy Faze, KUER News.